Well, hey there, welcome back. Let me ask you something. Have you ever been in such a dark place in your life? You didn't know what to do. And you needed a little light to show you the way? Well, let's see how she handled that. Let's go get started. Every night, sundown, her trembling hands lighting her candle in the window. This week's episode, The Candle. Mary Alice and I graduated from college last spring, and just as we, just as her mother had planned, we had a storybook June wedding. Nothing fancy, mind you. Family and friends in her dad's backyard. Her little brother played a guitar he got for Christmas. And her dad fired up his Weber and grilled burgers and brats for the squalling aunts and drunken uncles. We both graduated with our Bachelor of Science degrees in education. I wanted to teach high school physics. Mary Alice, the second grade. We landed our first jobs in a mostly middle-class community way up in the northern part of the state. We found a small post-war bungalow to rent in an older part of town. Beginning teachers don't make a whole lot, so it was all we could afford. Mary Alice and her mother gave our humble abode a good cleaning, and after that they went to Walmart and bought some flowery curtains. Not what I would have picked, but beggars can't be choosers. We beamed with our hearts in our eyes as we sat on the floor in our empty living room that night. Vivaldi, candlelight, Chianti, and canned spaghetti. Aww, our first home. School started the day after Labor Day. Up at 6, shower, shave, well, me anyway, Cheerios and coffee, and off to the classroom. Oops, almost forgot, a goodbye kiss. Mary Alice had to drive across town to Middlebrook Elementary. But Hoover High, where I would teach, was only 3 blocks away. So, with only my Corolla for Mary Alice, at least I could walk. That Thursday morning, I noticed a little old lady in the falling down house across the street tending her garden. Scraggly tomatoes, beans, and potatoes. Oh, lots of potatoes. I was running late for class, but I stopped and waved at her anyway. The feeble recluse glanced up at me, then went right back to her dirt scratching, apparently too busy to be bothered. A month later, as October wore on, the days grew shorter. The air had a crispy bite that warned winter was not far off. Our once shady street was now lined with leafless oak trees. It was twilight by the time I walked home from school. It was a cold November evening. As I reached our front door, I turned and looked across the street. With the dying sunlight sifting through the branches, I watched as she drew back her tattered curtains. Then, with trembling hands, she lit a candle. I stood on our doorstep, pondering what to do. Shouldn't I at least walk over and offer a few kind words? Share in her loss, her lonely sorrow? So I put my backpack down and walked across the street and knocked on her door. Who is it? Excuse me, ma'am. My name is Bill Riley. My wife, Mary Alice, and I moved in last August across the street. Slowly, she opened her door. Yes? In the failing light. She didn't recognize me.
Oh, for cripe's sake. Johnson. Emma Johnson. Yes, I couldn't help. I couldn't help but notice you lighting your candle in the front window. It's just so touching. Is it... I searched for my words, not sure what to say next. Is Is your candle for your husband, Mrs. Johnson? She looked down and shook her head. I heard her take a deep breath. Then suddenly she looked up and shot a steely-eyed glance at me. It's Miss, damn it! Miss Emma Johnson! And hell no! That damn candle ain't no for no damn husband! Ooh, I backed up a step. I just stood there. Just wait till you get to be my age, sonny boy. Living on your pension. Having to choose every month. Groceries or electricity?